Hey guys, what's going on? This is Aaron Linson, back with another podcast for you, and today we're going to talk about audio, and specifically, AirPods Pro. So I had the first original version of the AirPods, and while they were good, they had some things left to be desired, mainly noise cancellation, in my opinion, a better seal in the air, because my ears are mismatched. So there's different tips, or there should have been different tips, to allow for a decent fit for both of my ears. And just an overall better aspect, an overall better sound. While they sounded decent, they weren't good for a lot of types of music. But with the AirPods Pro, I've got to thank my girlfriend for these, because I had no idea these were coming. And she did a very good job of not telling me. She knows I'm an audiophile type person, obviously it's because my background is in audio production. I've wanted a pair of these for a long time. But it just didn't want to pull the price and was trying to justify pulling the price. So now I don't have to pull the trigger for the price. She got these on sale, and they usually don't go on sale. Now, the difference in the AirPods, the regular AirPods, or the AirPods 2 and the Pros, is obviously the casing is different and the earbuds are a little bit different. They still have that nice little flicky, clicky sound that I can sit here and do all day. They're a little bit heavier, honestly, but that's a good thing. Now, these are designed a little bit differently. The AirPods Pro, if you haven't seen them or got them already, they have a little ear, I call an ear nub. And most like any earbuds, they stick in your ear. But these, I've noticed with a lot of the earbuds that I have issues with, is you've got to jam them in your ears. Now, first of all, I'm a person that doesn't like to do that. That's why I have a pair of Aftershocks bone conduction headphones and the Bose frames. And while I use those a lot, these are actually probably going to be the bigger replacements for those, because you don't have to jam these in your ears for one. And without the active noise cancellation, or ANC for short, on, they're pretty much like not wearing a pair of AirPods, which I was amazed by. I did take them out for a test drive yesterday. Went up to a local gas station here and just tested them out. And I did notice that it was easy to know where the traffic was and all that in my environment without having ANC on. And these were very, very comfortable. So one thing I did notice, and one thing that I got to give Apple for is, give them credit for, rather, is how good these fit. I don't have to jam these in my ears really tight. And I feel like, and I've noticed, that when I'm taking them out, I don't have to fight them to get them out of my ears, nor do I have things stuck in my ears. Now, if you listen way back ago to a couple earlier podcasts, I had the Amazon Echo Buds. Those I had to get rid of for a major reason, is because there was a squeak inside my ear. A really high pitch. Shrill squeak, and what that meant is the tweeter was coming apart on those, and there was something internally wrong, and I was not going to put those in my ears no longer. So that's what I did, tossed them out, because they were not worth anything at that moment, especially when I started doing it to both earbuds. Now with those, Apple's rubber tips are completely fine. Yeah, Apple's rubber tips are completely fine. They don't hurt. The Amazon ones, they hurt my ears. which is a big problem. That's why I switched over to the foam ones. And with the foam ones, you had to mow them all the time. And so the seal was, might be there, might not. But you still had to jam those things in your ears. The ANC, or not the ANC, because there was not ANC, the Bose cancellation was good, but not great. And the passive mode for those, which lets sound in, was not good at all. It was very high with that, and it was kind of jarring. And so it was very hard to understand where that stuff came from and to actually use the active mode because of that. But with the ANC on the AirPods Pro, it's perfect. So the ANC allows for more of a balance and a seclusion to the outside world, which is great. So active noise cancellation works by taking the sound coming in, analyzing it, and basically evaluating that outside noise and equalizing it to where it doesn't, there's nothing in that space. Passive just takes that noise and blocks it out by bumping the music up, usually it's the bass, and having more cushion and padding around your ears so you don't notice it as much. And both are good, but active noise cancellation is a lot better because it will equalize different environments. You go from one environment to the next, it will automatically, within milliseconds, switch it over. The active noise cancellation in these is great. The audio call quality is perfect. I've had people say that they didn't know I was wearing AirPods because they were that good. Now, as far as microphones and stuff on the AirPods Pro, a lot of people say they're bad. They're decent. You know, you're what do you expect? You're shoving earbuds pretty much in your ear. They're not going to be good as an actual normal hold your phone up to your ear phone call, or even Bose frame style. So you're not going to have that perfect call quality as if you're taking a call normally, but they're decent. They're good. I don't have any issues with them. Plus, for hands-free, doing stuff hands-free, they're perfect. If you can hear the noise outside, I'm sorry about that. It is the weekend. I'm recording this, and I'm literally right outside the street of my apartment. Inside the apartment, but literally right outside the street, so it is what it is. So that's just the quick overview of these. This is day two of wearing these. One thing that I do have an issue with is getting the AirPods out of the case, but I've got big hands anyways, so it's a little bit harder, but not that big of a deal. The coolest thing is that the AirPods Pro are Qi enabled, so you set them down on a Qi charger and they charge that way. I've not had time to test this because I do not have a flat Qi charger that just sits on the base. I have one that angles up on my desk, so I'm going to get a flat one to put my watch on and also the AirPods on. But I might be waiting for AirPower for that to work, if that ever comes out. So Apple, get on that. Make AirPower come out, and I'll be the first to buy so I can charge my phone, my Apple Watch, and my AirPods at the same time. If you like this initial review, initial look, impressions of the AirPods Pro, please let me know by following me on Twitter. It's Aaron_Linson. LINSON. Are these worth the price? If you don't find them on sale at $250 plus tax and plus shipping, if you don't go, well, you can't go to the local store to buy them anymore. I think they are. The ANC active noise canceling is perfect. Now, the ANC, the Beatsteto Pro that I have also have ANC as well. That ANC, ironically, is not as good as the ANC on the AirPods Pro, which is really interesting. They are actually $50 less than the AirPods Pro at $200. And I like the AirPods a lot better. The microphones on the Beatsteto Pro are horrendous because people have said they cannot hear me or don't know what's going on or I sound muffled. The AirPods Pro are perfect. So, small, compact, convenient, AirPods Pro win over the Beatsteto 3s. Four stop. So, I would recommend them if you have not had them. They're a little bit of investment, but they are the best investment. If you don't have a girlfriend like mine who loves me unconditionally and knows that I'm an audiophile and gets me stuff like this to shut me up so I don't have to whine and complain how much I like, I want these and want to try them and not steal hers. But they're really good. I like them. I think I'm not endorsement for Apple stuff. I don't like their Macs. Well, I am an endorsement pretty much. The only thing I don't have theirs is an iPad, but I think that these are really good as far as audio quality wise. Listening music is great. Anything from classical. I don't do hip hop, but classical to jazz, to bluegrass, to country, to whatever genre you want to pick are going to be good. And they sound really, really good. I cannot say enough good things about them. And, you know, they are the gold standard for audio quality, in my opinion. And compact and just easy to use. And so if you don't have them already, go pick them up. You'll be very pleasantly surprised, like I was, to the point where I'm second day of using them and I just took them out just to do this review. So this has been Aaron Linson with Lins Productions and the podcast that I'm doing here on Anchor. Go subscribe to me on Twitter, Linson_Productions, where if you haven't been following me, Hims has finally got my Bro display and they're finally working on it now. So Qbro XL is in quarantine and is being fixed. So we shall see when that gets here. And hopefully it will come back very, very soon because I miss it. So I will see you guys in the next podcast. Thanks for listening. And may the source be with you.